tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
That's why I thank God I went from Catholic to Word of Faith. Thank God I didn't have to unlearn anything. I mean, nothing. I knew nothing. All I knew was Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. That's it. Of course, the Catholic Church I was in was Latin anyway. The message came in Latin. I knew nothing. I really didn't. So I didn't have to unlearn a lot of stuff that would have held me bondage. Thank God I went straight into Word and Faith and Spirit Church. And I started to find out I got authority. I can prophesy and decree and declare. I can pray with authority. I can pray a righteous prayer. The prayer of a righteous man avails much. I mean, my God, I would never have thought I'm righteous. Prayer of a righteous man avails much. Yeah, well, that's someone else. I'm not righteous. Well, then get saved. Get saved, and you become righteous. And so we get distracted when we focus on something else. And that can be our problems, our circumstances, our emotions, ourselves. Stop getting concerned with yourself. Amen. Stop being concerned about you. Amen. We get so concerned about our needs and our life and what we don't have and what's coming and how. And we're so distracted with emotional stuff and feelings. And we can't even focus on what God's called us to do. We need to get outside of that realm. We need to step outside of the woods because you can't see it. There's too much stuff going on. You can't see out because of the trees. We need to get outside of that thing. That's the carnal style of our lives. We need to get out of that and start looking in the spirit realm. I mean, just Jesus, when he saw the woman at the well, he said to her, "You've had five husbands. I perceive you're a prophet." How did he know that? He wasn't looking in the natural realm. When the disciples came to him and said, "You're talking to a woman. What's up with that?" They didn't see in the spiritual realm. Amen. Where did you get food? "I have food you know not of." Spirit, man. Spirit realm. Spirit realm. Spirit realm. We're a spirit church. We believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe in God the Father, God the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the power comes from the Holy Spirit. And he happens to live within us. We have to become who we are. Well, there are so many people going to hell in a handbasket in this country and around the world. Amen. We got to stop focusing on our insecurities and our weaknesses. Rather focus on the author and the finisher of my faith. Start thinking, I've got the greater one on the inside of me, and he's the author and he's the finisher of my faith. I'm going to just go with it. Let me read you another scripture. Listen to this. Philippians 2:13. Okay, listen to this. "Not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectively or effectually at work in you, energizing and creating in you the power and the desire both to will and to work for his good pleasure and satisfaction and delight." It's him inside us doing this. It's him inside. When you walk into Walmart and you see someone sick and you feel, "I want to go pray for them," that's him. That's him right there. You just heard the Holy Ghost. Come on. You see a homeless guy on the side of the street and you think, "I'm going to buy him a meal," but I won't. That was him. He spoke to you, or you did. It was him. It was God speaking to you. You hear God on a daily basis all the time. He speaks to us. Amen. I'm not going to show anger at this person right now. Do you think it's you? The old man is trying to rise in. No, God is telling you, no, take a breath, walk back, whatever it is, it's God. Not in your own strength. Whew. Not in your own strength. We can't take any of this credit for ourselves. We can't take it. It's God. Look again. "Not in your own strength, for it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing. Oh, God. Isn't that powerful? You know what I did the other day? I was telling Pastor John today, he popped into my house, and I was telling him this. you know Habakkuk, where it talks about in chapter 2, verse 1-3, he says, "Stand on your tower and watch and see what God's going to say to you." Remember that? And then he said, write down the vision, make it plain to see that whoever reads it can run with it. And though it tarry, wait for it shall come to pass, it shall not lie. Right? Remember that? If you don't know that, read Habakkuk, however you said, Habakkuk 2. Okay? And you will see what he's talking about. Now listen, he's talking about writing it down. So, you know, I've written down goals and I'm seeing the goals coming to pass, all the things. But I thought, you know, this is, you're going to laugh. You're going to laugh at this. You're going to think, oh, come on. I wrote down, you don't just write down goals, spiritual goals, to do this for God and lead 10,000. You should have all those goals anyway, to be more and more like God. One of mine is that I would have the heart of God. I would be like David. He has a heart after my own heart. I'm praying to hear that from God. I'm praying to be more effective in my preaching, more effective in reaching people in the world, more effective in what we do to help. I'm praying for all the spiritual things I need to pray for, myself, that I can grow. And then God said to me, what about some things that you like? Things that you enjoy doing. I thought, okay, like what? And he said, golf. Listen to this. I've been playing golf now for a while. And I have, it was in South Africa, and that was maybe 30 years ago, I broke 80. That's your score. And I wrote down, I've been in the close to 90, 85, and I wrote down my, on that, on, in my phone, it's inside, in my phone. I've got it there all the time. I've got all the things that I'm believing God for and that I want. The vision is written down. And I put there, I want to break 80. I want to break 80 in golf. I wrote that one down yesterday, the day before yesterday, on Monday. No, I wrote it down on Tuesday. I play golf on Tuesday. So before I went to golf, I wrote it down, I want to break 80. One of the hottest days of the year, I made an 80, but it was only through stupidity that I didn't make a 78. Wow. And you might think, oh, come on, you're talking about God and golf. God is interested in everything that you are interested in. He's not just saying, go and lead people to me. Go and tell them, go and pray for the sick. Go and work extra hard so you can build an orphanage. Go. He's not just a hard taskmaster. He wants you to enjoy your life. Right. He wants you to, but you've got to write down your visions. Write down the vision that God gives to you. Write it down. Put it on your phone. It's a great tool right now. You see, I'm telling you, technology can be a great help for us. Write down what you want. If you want to lose weight, write it down. If you want to learn scriptures and remember them, write it down. And then read them. Come on. That's just a side note. But it works. It's absolutely amazing. Amen? Oh, God. Allow God's will to be your will and desire. We pray it. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We pray. Have your will here. Well, ask God. Let your will be my will. Ask him. Write it down. I got that down. Let your will be my will. Remember Jesus? Not my will, but thy will. He says, we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We're praying in that prayer, but we won't write it down as actual vision for our life. Write it down. I know some of you are starting to get notes here going. I can see it in your eyes. Write it down. Make it plain to see that when my wife reads it, she'll say, oh, and she'll know what I'm talking about. Or your husband. Write it down. Make it plain. Amen. Don't get all fancy. Thus lordeth, I prayeth. One more scripture. Okay. Just one more. We're done. All right. Watch this. Acts. Okay. Watch this now. Out of God's word. In my first book, Theophilus, I wrote about Jesus began to do and teach. And he left it up to us to finish what he began with the Holy Spirit. He began something, and we're still working in the book of Acts. He still wants us to complete what he started. He only began something huge. He completed it on the cross for our salvation, but he began a work for us to continue. And he's the author and the beginner and the finisher of that faith. We can do some incredible things. We can be amazing for God. Can you say amen? Amen. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. for never leaving us as orphans. Thank you so much that you that begun a good work in us will complete it until the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you that have begun this good work in us will complete it. We thank you, Lord, that we will learn to just surrender completely, 100% surrender. We surrender to you, Lord, our total life. You know, I'm watching a lot of stuff at the moment on YouTube. I was watching about Smith Wigglesworth, and they said about him, keep playing. They said about Smith Wigglesworth, his granddaughter or his great-granddaughter, speaking about him, and she knew him, his granddaughter, she knew him. And I was watching Lester Sumrall speak about him as well. And he was just so sold out to God that all he allowed into his house was the Word of God. No newspaper, no nothing else, no telegrams, nothing, just the Word of God. And that he took communion every single day from the day he got saved. Every day of his life from salvation, he took Holy Communion each and every day. And Lester Sumrall said he loved the Holy Spirit. He totally loved the Holy Ghost. And you see, if you want what these men and women had, we got to do what they did. Surrender and show love. And Lester Sumrall says when he arrived at Smith Wigglesworth's house, he got invited. It's very interesting. You should watch it. And I had the privilege of singing for Lester Sumrall in South Africa. I was a worship leader when he came to our church a year before he died. And what happened was he said that he was in a meeting and he was one of the speakers. And Smith Wigglesworth was a speaker. And he thought, great, I wanted to meet him. And he wrote it down. I want to meet this man of God, Smith Wigglesworth. And God arranged it. He was speaking in the same conference. And after he was the first one to speak. And said he spoke. And he'd sit there like this, Smith Wigglesworth. And he's watching me. And he said, man, that guy could look through you. And he was always dressed immaculate. Immaculately dressed. And he watched him. And after the conference, he went to Lester Sumrall and said, I need to speak to you. He said, when would you like to speak to me? He said, come and visit me. Here's my address. He stayed in Bedford. And Lester was in London. And you had to go through, most people, you go through Bedford to get anywhere. So he went there the one day. That's when he had the newspaper. And he said, no, you're not coming in. Get rid of the newspaper. But he went in the house. You want to speak to me? I'm here. And he said, listen to this. He took out the Bible and he proceeded to read for half an hour. For half an hour, he started reading the Bible. Listen to what I'm saying to you. He raised 23 people, God used him, from the dead. And then he said, let's pray. And he kneeled down on the floor. So he said, I kneeled down on the floor. And he prayed for half an hour. Then he stood up, he sat down, he took the Bible and said, let's read some more. And he read for half an hour. And then he kneeled down again. He said, let's pray. And he prayed for another half hour. He did that four times. Watch Lester Sumrall telling about it. He said, this man was just, he said, but when you finished there, you felt you were in the presence of Almighty God. You were in the presence of God. And Lester Sumrall says, he went away. He didn't speak to him. And he said, shall I come again? He said, come as often as you like. So he said, 10 days later, I went back and then he told him some stuff. But he said, when he walked out of that house that day, he said, I walked away and he said, you know, I've received something. You know, I've got something. I received something right there today. And Lester Sumrall went on to be a great man of God. I don't know if you know his story. He was casting demons out of prisons, out of insanity homes. Lester Sumrall had ships, large ships. You're not talking small things, ships. Sending food around to places. I mean, the guy was just amazing. A fleet of ships. God, he said, I received something right there. Oh God, that we would be like that. God, create a hunger in our hearts. Oh God, create a desire for the Holy Spirit, for your word. Create a desire above every other desire in our lives. Lord, we cry out to you. Oh, we want you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to ChristFamilyChurch.net or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility.
west of Old England.